great Black Friday savings. Savings like up to $9,300 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Crew Cab with Costco membership, or a 2024 Chevy Blazer EV only $399 per month for 36 months with Costco membership. Get Black Friday savings today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Chevy, together, let's drive. Blazer lease based on 36 months, 12,000 miles per year with $4,100 cash or trade equity, plus tax, title, and fees due at signing with approved credit.
KBOA 828, good morning.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
It is time to inject some common sense into our morning show. Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm dry.
Good
Thankfully.
Job. Way to keep it dry here.
Oh.
Not going to be too easy throughout the remainder of today. But well, welcome in once again, Dr.
Yes.
Jen. How you been?
I have been good. How have you been?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. So things up at Emporia State going well this semester?
Yes, and excited to hear you're going to have Sarah and Tim on. That was kind of the big news of the end of the week last week. So, yeah, lots of good changes happening.
Yeah, you're setting the stage, you know, for a couple of new deans up at Emporia State University. And you've been busy. I think but last time we talked to you, we were still talking about the big event up at Flint Hills Mall. So how did that go?
The health fair,
a good day?
It went great. It went great. We had such a good turnout. All ages, that's, of course, just such a fun thing for us. Little kids all the way to very, very distinguished older people. And, you know, all of them have good questions. And all of them have good stories to share, and again, things that they're wanting to know about. And so, it's just a really, really cool event. I'm very thankful for that tradition, and my students get that real life chance to spread the health. So,
well, good deal there. And you're going to be spreading good health news this morning, and this is really timely too.
Yeah,
a lot of people have been suffering from not only COVID, you know, that's still hanging around, still lingering.
Yep.
Unfortunately, but so are colds and flus this time of year. And if you're tuned in last hour, Will Spencer of Nature's Paradise Health Food Store was talking about the benefits of elderberry and how it really is very functional and really good to fight off colds and flu. And that's what we want to touch on here this morning.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that we have them, and they can carry it, you know, locally for people to go get. And I was telling you before we went on the air, at the health fair, we had the elderberry honey, you know, the honey infused with elderberry that we gave away. And most people have heard of it, and they do associate it with immunity and the ability to fight flu and flu-like things. And but they kind of forget about it, I think. It's easy to do. You know, we're overwhelmed with all sorts of health information and all sorts of things that may or may not work, you know. But this one's pretty established, if you will. And it's just a real, it's a natural, you know, it's considered to be homeopathic because we've said time and time again when I come on the show, you know, your nutrition is supposed to be medicine. Oftentimes preventative medicine, but also can act as kind of a treatment medicine. And elderberry is definitely known as more of the latter. It's something that you want to take the moment you start to feel run down. Or like you might be coming down with something, and stop me. I don't know what all Will said, but it's small doses go a long ways. It's not something you want or need to overdo it on. You also do want to make sure you get it from someone or somewhere reputable, that knows what they were doing when they grew the berries and harvested the berries. On that, on the handout, on that kind of upper left purplish box, they have to be a deep purple or kind of a blackish bluish when they're harvested, not red or green, because then they have cyanide, and that obviously is not good.
Yeah,
so
don't want that.
Yeah, no. And this is why the growers of everything, you know, but even elderberries are regulated. They have to know what they're doing. It's important with natural things. It's important to, you know, to make sure people are doing things on the up and up, no matter what type of food product they're making, and everybody knows that. But the nice thing about elderberry is, and I had to laugh because I know I think it was maybe the beginning-ish of 2023, we covered just berries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and just kind of reminded everybody how wonderful they are. And again, how protective and medicinal they can be. And most people are very familiar with those. And then a while after that, we covered huckleberries. I don't know if you remember. And I brought the huckleberry jam. Yeah. And those are so good. And they're good for you. So there's a running theme here that I'm really hoping, especially those that listen on a regular basis, will go, huh, yeah. All of these different berries just have so many benefits. And if anybody does go and look at the handout, which I highly recommend, on that right-hand side, it says how to use. And there's so many different ways to get elderberries kind of worked into your daily nutrition. And some are more kind of potent and direct, like I showed you the syrup.
Yeah.
And that is potent. It can be put into something like tea, you know,
sure.
Or taken directly, more like a medicine. But the elderberry juice, did Will say, is that one of the things they carry?
One of the thing,
okay.
And he's talking about it as a preventative.
Yes. Yep.
You know,
small,
something to use.
Small daily dose.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, that elderberry, that's a very common. And I think there used to be an elderberry. I don't want to call it a winery, but it might be.
They're
okay.
Still around, I
okay.
think. Okay, yeah,
like down
near
Winfield?
Yeah.
And so, and that was, I know, very, very popular place, might still be, you know, for people to get that. And I know that some vendors, like boutiques and health food stores, carry, you know, their product there. So the juice is, yes, very, very easy kind of way to get it each day, especially preventatively. It talks about the jams, the lozenges. You know, that's especially if you do feel like you're starting to feel run down and coming down with something, that's a good way to go. Okay, wine is on there. I knew
it is. Yeah, wine is there.
So,
yeah.
Juice or wine, depending on how much fun you're wanting to have. So, so that's, you know, an option that might be appealing to some people. And then I really do, and that's why we gave them out at the health fair and I brought you one. I like the honey that is infused with elderberry, because you can put it into your tea or put it on toast or into a smoothie, you know, kind of whatever you want. Have it directly out of because it came in a little tube.
These are honey sticks infused with elderberry.
Yeah,
very convenient.
So, yeah. So the nice thing is there's just so many different ways that you can work it in. You don't have – some people don't, for whatever reason, they don't want to have the juice every day. Well, there's other options. You don't have to do it that way. If we look at the middle, that middle part, I'm kind of jumping around the handout here. And again, I really encourage people to go and check that out. I like this because it really just spells out the four – selling points, if you will. And the first one, the top two kind of go together. One is that elderberry is rich in vitamins and minerals. And the big one, and this is why it has the immunity effects that it does, is that they're very high in vitamin C. And so rich in vitamins and minerals, especially vitamin C, and they also have fiber, which everybody knows can help with all sorts of health issues, including constipation, but there's other ones as well. So that's a selling point. And then, like I said, it really goes along with that second one, that they are rich in antioxidants. And if my students were here, they would laugh because I preach to them all the time about how – you know, that's the big selling point of your healthy foods, but especially all of your fruits and vegetables, is they give you those antioxidants. That's exactly what it sounds like. They fight what is called oxidation, which can break down and basically it damages our cells. And so it talks about it fights back against that oxidative stress. And the two big things tied to that are all of your different types of cancer and your type 2 diabetes. And so, so that's the big selling point of getting those antioxidants. And again, the best sources are your fruits and vegetables. So, and again, berries are just kind of known as the powerhouse in terms of when you compare all the fruits against one another. And then the third selling point is that it is proven to help prevent the flu, but also lengthen kind of the severity and duration of the flu. So, and it does give the study there. So, again, yeah, anyone who's like, tell me about the exact study, you can go look at that and what the participants did and all that. But that is really the, again, most people that have heard of elderberry take it, that's kind of the main selling point that they tend to think of is fighting the flu. And then, just as an added bonus, it may...
There's more?
Yes.
My goodness.
I know. I'm like it needs more. But it may aid in heart health. And so it says, when examined, elderberries might have positive effect on heart and blood vessel markers in the body. Studies have concluded that consuming elderberry juice can reduce the level of fat in the body. My eyes are like struggling to read this.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to follow along here.
And decrease cholesterol. I should have made that bigger. And decrease cholesterol levels. Also, gosh, what does that say? Since a diet that is high, the anthocyanins, it says, might reduce a person's risk of heart disease. And we talked about anthocyanins with blueberries are really, really high in those. Yeah. And that's what most people, when they hear the C-Y-A-N, they think blue. And those help not just with heart health, but with brain health as well. So you hear about those in relation to dementia and Alzheimer's. So lots of selling points here. This is, I am not an elderberry salesman. Will kind of is, but there's a reason for it. And there's a reason why people that are, quote, into health really talk these up. And it's just because a lot of people out there, I feel, especially after the last few years, they want to know the more natural ways to protect their body and their immune system. And this is one of those really powerful ways to do that.
Yeah, and studies have shown. I mean, Dr. Jen is not making this stuff up, folks. It really is. And the benefits are numerous, as you've just heard. We heard Will last hour talk about elderberry. And Will's been touting this for years.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a Nature's Paradise health food store, and my wife takes it daily,
yes,
daily basis, and as a preventative. So, really help you, especially battle full cold and flu symptoms, which are out there right now.
Yeah, and the thing, and this is ironic, but a day like today, with weather like this, and obviously it's going to get colder, is that we're stuck inside. Nobody likes to go out and frolic in what it's doing out there right now. And we also then, when we're inside, we don't get that benefit of the sunshine, which is so important with our immune system. And so we do. Again, it's not some fairy tale. We do get sick more often when there is rainy and snowy and cold and dreary weather because we just don't get the benefits of being outside. So this is a perfect time. If you've ever kind of been on the fence, I should try that, and should go get some. This is a really, really good time to do that, especially as people around us come down with stuff and, you feel sorry for people, but you're like, I don't want to get that. This is just kind of that added line of defense.
Well, check it out, and I have to apologize. We don't have this on your website yet, so I'll have to double check and make sure we do get the handout posted, because there's good information on here that I think would benefit you. So as soon as we're done with the program today, we'll get that taken care of. I apologize, because generally we like to have this up when Dr. Jen is in, so you can follow along and know exactly what Dr. Jen is referring to. And these handouts are very good, too. They've got a lot of great information. And elderberry, perfect for this time of the year and round, season-wide.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Not just during the cold and flu season as we're in right now. So I guess, are we going to be holiday-themed next month somehow, some way?
Maybe. Somebody let us know what you want to hear us talk about. But, yeah, we can come up with maybe something related to Thanksgiving, or it's the great, great holiday, just one simple day of giving thanks. And if anybody has any ideas on a good topic, let us know.
Yeah, please do. As we're heading into the holiday season, Dr. Jen will, of course, the third Monday of every month, Dr. Jen is here with us, and we appreciate that very much, all kinds of great information. So, just get a hold of us and let us know if there's something you would like Dr. Jen to address, and we can certainly try to make that happen.
Christmas will be here before we know it. It's so weird.
Thanksgiving is a week from this Thursday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh, yes.
And
then
I don't know if you were out and about, Annie, but in walking my dog through my neighborhood this weekend, it was like somebody had lit the fuse on getting holiday and Christmas decorations out.
It feels like people start early.
And I don't know if it was just that it was a nice weekend, so maybe just taking advantage because they knew it was going to get colder this weekend and next weekend, so they thought, there's a break in the weather, let's get this done while it's nice outside.
Probably.
It just seems a little early to me, though.
It does. It doesn't even seem to me like Thanksgiving should be next week, so what do I know?
Yeah. I know. Skip Thanksgiving? I don't think so. I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to start doing that. Well, Dr. Jen, always a pleasure, and good to see you, and look forward to having you in here in December.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yep, I'll see you guys then.
All right, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State University, with her monthly visit here at KVOE. It's 8:43.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something he prohibited until now. The weapons have a range of nearly 200 miles.